Hello?
Hi, Adrian. I'm not sure what happened with that last call, but I wasn't able to hear you at some point. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Just cut off.
That's okay. So I don't know what the last thing was that you heard, but, you know, obviously the website is going to be included. The Facebook ads are going to be included as well. Now, there's $100 of Facebook ads included, and that's the original $100 that came with that package before I did reduce that price. And keep in mind that $299, the new in business rate, is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It would stay that exact amount. Now, the Angies is what I was asking you about before, you know, the last thing I heard you say. The home advisor, Angie Leads, I mean, that's a lead-based service. It must be pretty new since your business is new. Have you been using it long enough to get leads, follow up with those leads? How do you like that service?
Well, I was just ready to start it. Started using it. So, it's all right.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously it's a very different service with that. You get leads. You do get shared leads. Of course, every lead that you get goes out to a few of your competitors. But with this, you just get more phone calls. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. I do have clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got, or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same. You know, what changes is how much you're paying for leads and maybe how many of your competitors get the exact same lead. Most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on their leads. They prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and chasing down the same leads your competitors are chasing down. Now, I know it's just you doing the work, and that's fine because this is not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on, nor is it really for a company starving just to get a job here and there. But this is going to get a steady stream of phone calls directly to you. Like I said, a very high conversion rate with the website being the first thing that people see and giving them the reasons to call you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, at this point, we would move forward, process that payment of $299, schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, service area, mission statement, slogan, etc., how you want your website to look, etc. Now, did you, though, have any questions before we get that set up for you?
Is that $299 for a month or?
It is $299 a month. Normally it's $599. There is, like I said, $100 of Facebook ads included. The website is going to be included as well. In fact, let me send you right now a link to the pricing page. I mean, it sounds like something that you want to do. We might be stretching the budget a little bit with that $299 though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I understand. I mean, obviously, our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. You're actually getting the platinum package because you're in Portland and you go a good 50 or 40 miles even if it was 30 miles. You know, so it's going to be a comprehensive package that includes search engine optimization and social media. Again, the Facebook ads are included. That's going to help you to stand out amongst your competition. It's also going to allow us to very quickly cover your entire service area. Of course, that means more phone calls, more opportunities, more jobs. It really is, though, designed for just one job to offset the cost of the service. Now, of course, we're not Google. We are local splash. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they'd be telling stories. Google will only make these types of phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 individual locations or more, basically nationwide chains. For everything less than 100, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. Now, we are, of course, a Google partner. Our website is localsplash.com, and Adrian, I just sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone, open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, you'll get that 24/7 access to your tracking system, your client dashboard. Now, we have been doing this since 2004. You'd be in very good hands with us, over 20 years of industry experience. Actually, between Tara, whom you spoke with earlier, and myself, we've got over 24 years of experience with the company, each of us with the company more than 12 years. So you definitely would be in good hands with us. Now, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it is a month-to-month service, but our clients do keep the service because it's profitable. You know, nobody cancels on profit. Now, below that blue tinted photo that outlines a few of the things that we do, at least early on, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box right below that that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G inside it. Adrian, you can click anywhere on that box. It is our official badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google Partner. Now, that ensures your success. That partnership program was started about 9 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to become a Google Partner, and the whole point of that partnership program is to get businesses, well, small and medium-sized businesses, a higher return on investment advertising through Google. Of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google, and when Google makes changes or is about to make a change to their map or pack algorithm, they let us know. So they let us know ahead of time. That means you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, right beneath that is where it says SEO packages. Again, you'd be getting the Platinum package, which is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I know that Angie's is kind of expensive, so I'd be more than willing to waive your $299 setup fee, be $299 out the door. And again, instead of the optimized landing page, which is a one-page website, I did get approved from my supervisor the custom website, the My Site, which is the one that you see on the far right-hand side. So it is going to be, you know, more user-friendly and more conversion-driven, and of course, meaning more phone calls for you. Now, you know, obviously the return on investment's the most important part about any ROI equation, and being on that first page of Google means that you are going to get phone calls that turn into jobs for you. So I know it's going to be profitable for you, but I also understand as a young company, you know, the investment part is still important as well. That is because, well, you know, obviously, you know, your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard, and we know that Angie's can be pretty pricey too. Now, the only thing that I've got that is lower than a new in business rate is officially a friends and family rate. Now, of course, I wouldn't tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I don't think I would need to. I would just tell him, and he already does know, that it is a young company and that you are trying Angie. So I'd be requesting a friends and family rate here. What that does is it drops the rate down to $249. It would save you $600 over the course of the year, even off of that already reduced rate. Now, that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. It's obviously still month to month. We're not locking you into a contract. In fact, we wouldn't even be covering our cost in that first, second, or third month. We'd have to earn your business for at least 4 months just for us to break even, just the time, energy, resources, the cost, even with those Facebook ads, et cetera, still going to be part of that. Now, if I could get that $249 friends and family rate approved for you, still include the website, the calls coming directly to you, the Facebook ads too. I mean, I'm sure that's more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, right? Get your phone ringing.
Yeah.
Let me just shoot him that real quick message again, and he's already aware of this account. Like I said, he approved that website. Now, Adrian, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer, no one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, or location that you would want the public to know about, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, because Angie has 5309 Southeast 111th, or 118th, I should say, 118th Avenue. Is that your residence?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So Google, of course, won't want to list that address. Google does not want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're likely out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed Portland, Oregon, not even that 97266 zip code, and of course, we'll be able to target anywhere within your service area. Now, 40, 50 miles, that's not a problem. We do not draw like a circle around you. We do target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found, so we can go a little bit farther that way, not quite as far the other way, etc. So it's going to be very targeted. In fact, if there are places even 15, 20 miles away that you don't want to go, you could tell us that too, and we wouldn't run your ads there. So you're only going to be getting calls from the residential customers that you want to work with, and of course for all the different services that you want to be found for. Now, like I said, most of the time, you just get calls directly to you. When someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, that's perfectly fine. It would just be hidden. We wouldn't show it. No one would even know what it is, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things out to you. Adrian, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's Adrian Mora Garcia. Mora Garcia, 1991@gmail.com.
And is Adrian A-D-R-I-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's Mora Garcia, 1991@gmail, right?
Yes.
Okay, so definitely kind of more of a personal email, which is totally fine. Like I said, it just won't show on your website. And, of course, we'll use this email, though, to email you. Most of the time, it's just calls and maybe text messages, unless you prefer emails. Emails are usually going to be for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Hey, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like if we need to get information out to you, is the best method to call you, text you, or email you?
Text me.
Text you. Yeah, text preferred. That's usually the most common response for service-based businesses. You're out in the field, you're doing work, you can look at a text real quick and know what it's about. So I'll put text preferred. There's going to be a little bit of overlap, a little bit of redundancy. Sometimes we will call you if it's something that we want to speak with you in detail about, but a lot of the times we're just going to put the text out there as the first thing that we do. Oh, hang on one second. He just said sure in response to can I do a friends and family on this one. So, yeah, absolutely then. It would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. I'm really glad that he did that. I figured he would because I think it was Thursday or Wednesday of last week. One of the other pricing directors got that approved as well, and I've been with the company longer than that guy has. So it would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee. The $249 is a fixed flat rate. It's all-inclusive, no taxes or fees or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing and reduced to that friends and family rate. The website, like I said, is included. Now, as I was saying, if you don't have any other questions, our Google technician can call you today if you're available. It takes about 30, 40 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working. You can be driving as long as you can carry on that conversation. But that information does help us build out your website and create all the content. And, of course, you get the information that you need to manage your account. Would you be available for that follow-up call later on today? I mean, we could do...
Yeah.
There's a 9 o'clock, 10, 11, later this afternoon. It looks like there's at least one and possibly 3 o'clock. Did you want something sooner rather than later, or maybe late in the day?
Maybe late in the day.
Okay. Would you like that 3 o'clock, 3 to 4?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. It's a one-hour window for a call that typically does only take about half that time. At 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and I will also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, I am required to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's the friends and family rate, the fixed rate of $249, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. Now, Adrian, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required, however, to read it before I can even ask you for that payment, but if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, is there a way, like, when I'm, like, like for right now, because you know how I'm just starting. Mm-hmm. If I can just give you guys a call back, would I still be able to have that?
Well, you know, like I was saying, it is a position. I mean, you would, you know, possibly still qualify for that friends and family rate. You would definitely still qualify for the $299, which is for the new and business rate for businesses that are a year or less. Mm-hmm. But the position might not be available. I mean, it is our job when positions become available to find one company to work with, and you know, Tara will continue to call through the area today to help me find the right company to work with. Now, you know, obviously I'm doing just about everything that I can do to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. I mean, obviously it's designed to get your phone ringing and, you know, more than pay for itself. In fact, it would continue to help you pay for the Angie leads too, if you wanted to keep that service.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, like if
It'll get your phone ringing if you decide to keep Angie. I mean, that's fantastic. It does not conflict at all with our service. But like I said, a lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on those leads or even, you know, pause them completely. Now, the only thing that I can do, I mean, this would still allow you to keep this position. You know, we would fill the category with Morris Handyman, and then, of course, we would stop calling through the area. It would be your listing. It would be your position, and we'd still be able to do the website for you, still be able to, you know, run those Facebook ads. Now, it all happens quickly. Keep in mind, it only takes about 5 to 7 business days for us to build out your website. Your Facebook ads are attached to that website that same day or maybe the next day. So you always will have that online content, that presence. The only thing that I can do that would make it a little bit easier for you is what's called a 6-week first month, and it's exactly like it sounds. Instead of billing today for the $249 and then billing again on June 27th, you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled at all in June. In fact, your next payment wouldn't even be until July 10th. So it would give you basically a first month and a half. You know, you get half a month for free before that next payment is even scheduled. That makes it a lot easier for you to make that next payment. And then I wouldn't even be doing just that next month. I would be pushing out, you know, every month after that to the 10th. So future billing would be on the 10th. I can read that into the voice verification. We could process that payment of $249 and keep that client interview today at 3 o'clock, start building your website even before the end of the day. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you. And obviously with the calls coming directly to you in that first page placement on Google, I know you want to secure this listing for your business and start getting your name out there, getting a website out there, letting people know that you're in the area and give them the reasons to call you. Tara most likely did give you an idea of who's on the first page right now. Those guys aren't better than you are. You know, they don't do a better job, and maybe their pricing isn't even as fair as yours, but they are going to get more phone calls because that's who's on the first page when someone in your area is looking for your services. I mean, even though you're a younger company and a smaller company, you can compete with the more established, even bigger companies. When you're on that first page, you get phone calls, you get jobs too. So, I mean, like I said, I could read that into the voice verification that your next payment, it was billed today for $249, your next payment would be July 10th, and it would bill on the 10th of the month moving forward. Would that be fair for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do have the voice verification pulled up, Adrian. Like I said, it's recorded. You can stop me, though, if you have a question. It does, though, read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Adrian. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
DeMorris Henneman.
Okay, perfect. And that's how I have that. And then, Adrian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Adrian Mora.
And you're the owner, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then as the owner of Mora's Handyman, Adrian, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Adrian, it says to get results as fast as possible. Mr. Mora, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Adrian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's. There's no conflict there. The reason we ask is all of the additional content that we create for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Mora, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Adrian, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we will not list any street address for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with my supervisor letting me do the friends and family rate, the setup fees waived, the websites included, that six-week first month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 27th of May, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of exactly $249.00. Adrian, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Again, that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing beginning on July 10th. So the next payment would be scheduled on July 10th, future payments billing on the 10th on a month-to-month basis, meaning there is no contract. It is completely at will. Of course, it would stay at that exact reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could, in fact, even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request, Mr. Mora, to prevent the payment to the future month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adrian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually concludes the voice verification, Adrian, for that initial investment of just $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I got Visa.
Mr. Moore, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? Any middle initial?
That's my name.
Your name, Adrian Mora, on the card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You said it was a Visa. Adrian, that should start with a 4. They all do. Mr. Mora, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, hold on. It's 4342.
Mm-hmm.
5780295135898.
And the expiration month and year?
Expiration day is 0429.
04 of 2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
797998.
798. So I have 798, 798 on the back of the card, and then I've got April or 04 of 2029 for the expiration date, right?
Yes.
Now, for some reason, it didn't store the card. If you don't mind reading that back 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end.
The
16 digits.
The numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, the 16.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 43, 42,
okay.
57, 80, 29, 13, 58, 98.
I remember those last four. So I've got 43, 42, 57, 80, 29, 13, 58, 98.
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address, the 5309 Southeast 118th Avenue in Portland, 97266?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Now, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll actually follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in the next minute or so through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do, like I said, have your client interview scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon. You'll get that reminder email at 2 o'clock. The call should get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 3. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open, but if I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Oh, one more thing that I did want to do here, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security, a simple question and answer, meaning that if anyone were to call us and say that they're with Morris Handyman, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more important, Adrian, if anyone were to call you, someone that is not a potential customer, especially if they say that they're Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that would not be us. You should not entertain that phone call. Like I said, the voice verification was very clear. It has already been attached to your account, and it clearly states that it only bills once a month. It bills on the 10th of the month moving forward. Of course, for today, just that $249. Now, it would never be a penny more, and if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money, just politely end that phone call. The voice verification, okay, like I said, was already attached to your account. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Mora, which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet name.
First pet? And then what is the answer?
It's Lila. L-I.
Mm-hmm.
L-I. L-A.
L-I-L-A.
Okay. H.
H with an H at the end. Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system looks like it should have already sent out to you by now? It looks like it might still be in processing. Let me make sure I've got the right email. I've got adrianmoragarcia1991@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me refresh. Our emails get sent like every couple of minutes. Looks like they just got sent. And then you should have, at this point, it looks like our emails caught up and everything got sent. There's a welcome email that's important, not just because it has your information that I've already given you, the client support information. Most of our emails have that. Your welcome email has your login credentials. Now, your tracking system's not active yet. We have to do your client interview today at 3 and then create the content. In the next day or so, you'll receive official confirmation through email and text that your tracking system is active. At any point in time, you can try before that. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Now, you don't have to look at it now, but it is on your welcome email. Your username is your phone number with the area code included. Just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's 503 490-3661. That's your username. You cannot change your username. It's in our system the same way, designed, of course, to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can change your password. It's cool internet, all lowercase, no space, of course. COOLINTERNET. You can change your default password as many times as you like. You also receive an additional email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Again, you do not need to open that one right now, but it's going to help us verify or at least satisfy with Google that you are an active business. So any photos of tools or equipment, photo of your work vehicle, anything like a business card, license or insurance, there's no physical workplace, obviously. So usually Google's happy with just a photo of your work vehicle in front of your home and where you park it when you're not using it for work. The one that I did want you, and it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way is going to help. Now, the one that I did want you to open up is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Adrian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah.
Okay. Click right on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Feel free to scroll above that line. It goes over all the services we'll be providing for you, everything we went over in the voice verification. Now, real quick, obviously Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, but about 1 out of 10 people will be using Bing instead of Google. We'll mirror the content there. We want you to get phone calls from those people too. We are doing the website. We're doing the Facebook ads. Like I said, it's that friends and family rate. Now, you'll see the long line, and below it populates 3 boxes. We do want you to click all 3 boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. One, that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card on file. The other, that you understand that payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Now, once you've got all 3 of those boxes clicked, Adrian, click the longer box. It says sign with the arrow pointing towards it. If you're on your smartphone, you might want to turn it sideways. Landscape mode lets that bottom part pop up a little bit higher, making it easier for you. But in that longer box is where you'd want to click and either type in Adrian Mora or copy and paste. It. The A and the M, your first initials, are capitalized as well. But once you've got Adrian Mora in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we're including the website. It will also, though, allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful if it asks you to log into your tracking system. You don't have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it already. Like I said, you'll get text and email confirmation when your tracking system is active. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Do think about photos that you want on your website, but like I said, we can always add photos at any point in time down the road, or you can add those photos yourself. Like I said, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is going to reach out to you at 3 o'clock. I'm sending you right now that calendar invite. It also has your username, and any correspondence to the support email, please include your phone number or your username. Again, it makes it easy for us to access and forward out to the right department. Our technician will most likely give you photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but the support email is really the only thing that you need. You can forward it, you can send it there, and we'll forward it to the right department and take care of everything else. But other than that, I do hope that I'm available when our technician is ready to call you at 3 or a couple minutes after 3. Certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. Welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you.
Okay.
All right. We'll be reaching back out to you right out or maybe a little bit after 3 o'clock.
Okay. I just have a little question. Would you be able to repeat me you would be able to repeat me that number, the 877?
Absolutely. So it's 877-635-6225. It actually spells out 877-63-LOCAL. So it's 877 877- 635-6225. It's option one or extension one for client support. Like I said, all of that information is on your welcome email. In fact, most emails will have that information.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Adrian. Real pleasure speaking with you. Our technician will be reaching out to you right around 3 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too, very much. Take care. Bye-bye.